Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. In the heat of summer, ice batteries could be the solution to cooling our buildings. CBS News National Environmental Correspondent David Schechter has had a firsthand look at the technology and joins us now. David, how does this work?
Hey, well, thanks for having me. So ice batteries are like, they store cold energy at night. And then there's like underneath a building that has a big cooling system, they have these tank farms and they use the energy of the building to make ice. And at that time of the night, when they're making the ice in the middle of the night, the energy is cheap. And that's when they're trying to store the energy. And then during the day, when the cost of electricity goes up for a lot of these big buildings, they take the air that's inside your office, essentially, and they run it through the ice to cool the air off, and they haven't used any electricity during the day. So it's very efficient to save the energy at night when it's cheap and use it during the day. And ice turns out to be a really good method for essentially being a battery.
Now, you mentioned the cost of freezing this water overnight. I'm curious, though, doesn't that still use quite a bit of energy to freeze the quantity of water that we're talking about for a big building?
It does. So, you know, you have to get it down to 32 degrees to freeze it, but you don't need a building to be at 32 degrees. That'd be way too cold. You want it to be, you know, 69, 70, up to 73 degrees, sort of room temperature. So there is a lot of waste in that system, as efficient as it is in saving energy. It could be more efficient. So there are a lot of scientists right now who are working on developing new materials that, you know, new liquids that kind of are frozen much closer to room temperature. So they're still retaining cold, but not as much. They don't have to get it down as low to use that energy. And it still effectively cools off the building. So there are a lot of advances to be made. But this ice battery system is already in use in 4,000 businesses around the country. So it's an idea that's already scaling, but there's room for improvement.
How could this save, just from the standpoint of strain on an electrical grid in an urban area?
The electrical grid, about 20% of the energy that's used on the grid is for cooling homes and buildings. So that's sort of a manageable load. But during the peak times of the summer, on a hot, hot day, it gets up to 70%. And that's why you get these warnings about turned on your air conditioning, or we're worried about a brownout or rolling brownouts. And so that is too much load on the system. The idea of batteries, whether it be to these Tesla batteries that people have in their homes, you know, they can store energy at night and use it out during the day. This is the same idea, but it's really an imperative in the country to use what we have more efficiently. I think the country probably needs more generation for all of its needs, but we do have you know, ample amounts of electricity. It's just at night, you're trying to take it when it's cheap and available at night and shifting that load during into the day.
So fascinating, David. Thank you so much for spending time and explaining this to us this morning.
I love being with you. Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.